on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here. The particular show today is a transformational approach to getting out of debt.
You notice the key word there? It wasn't debt.
It was transformational approach. So let's talk about a transformational approach first. A transformational approach is not about trying to fix you or change you. It's about you becoming aware of how it is that you operate in the arena of money and spending so that debt no longer runs your life. So that you become, in becoming aware of it, that'll be enough to have you become debt-free. Now, we've arranged this show to have a couple of friends of ours who were at one time very deeply in debt and have transformed their approach to debt so that they are now out of debt.
Or moving rapidly out of debt. Now, one thing you need to know is they haven't just transformed their approach to money.
They've transformed their approach to living.
And so if you are here looking only at the narrow corridor of debt, you'll be missing. In fact, some of you may not be in debt, but you might be interested in how to not have some other habit of yours that you keep falling into. It's all going to be the same principles.
The same mechanisms.
The easiest way today to transform you and living
in this program, rather than working on yourself over time to try to get better and incrementally get over certain behaviors that have been around in you forever, see if you can listen today with the intention of hearing what's being said from the point of view of the people speaking, rather than your interpretation of what's being said, whether you agree with what's being said, whether you disagree with what's being said, whether you already know this.
Now, that's going to be a big one.
That's a challenge.
You know, we'll have Paula on and Lenore, our friends today, and they'll be talking about experiences from their own life. And you can be listening to them and cataloging your life. Oh, yes, I've done that. Oh, yes,
I do that.
Or you could keep bringing your attention back to what's being said rather than referencing to yourself. And trust us, you do not need to reference to how you do it and how you approach money in order to have your life transformed today on this show.
And you don't need to understand it either, by the way. Understanding in this particular arena is the booby prize. There are three principles that are involved in this transformational approach. The first one is, if you resist anything, it will persist, it will grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. And this could be said about debt. If you resist being in debt, then debt will be the predominant thing that your life is about. So that's the first principle. Anything you resist, persist, grows stronger. Second principle is you can only be in your life, in this moment, exactly where you are, with the exact circumstances, the exact amount of money in the bank, the amount of debt you have, if you have, the exact circumstances of your life can only be as they are right now. That's the second principle.
Third principle, and this one's going to be confusing for those of you who've been trying to extricate yourself from debt. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So you may wonder, how can I just allow myself to have my bank account overdrawn or have credit card debt and it will transform anything? And that's a lot of what today's show is going to be dedicated to. But let me just repeat the third principle again. anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. But one of the things, in order to allow something to be exactly as it is, you have to get interested in how exactly it is.
So our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. And an anthropologist, if he or she is doing their job, is studying a culture and how that culture interacts with any aspect of the culture, how they relate to, in this case, money and debt. Now, if the anthropologist is good, they don't judge what they're seeing. It's not a good or bad, right or wrong. It's just to notate how it is that people go about their lives in this culture.
So
if you could apply this to your life,
then it will transform. And your way of spending money will transform along with it. So you notice as Shia was talking, he was not saying that we are going to be very interested or interested in all in how your parents did it or your background and what your deep-seated reasons for spending. We're not interested in that.
Well, actually, in a way, that is interesting, Ariel, because you see, if a person is lost in the ideas about why they spend money irresponsibly and create debt, then those reasons become true to them, though they may not be the truth, and that will forever keep them in debt.
One of the things that early on in our careers, as we were beginning to dabble in transformation, discover all the principles of transformation, when Shai was doing body work with people who came to him, had chronic pains, he discovered something. That if a person had a reason for why he or she had his or her pain, and if the reason was important, the pain would not leave. They had to be willing to give up the reason, I have arthritic this or slipped that or herniated disc. Or if you have a reason for why you spend and you're married to that reason itself will keep you from ever completing this mechanical behavior. Now, mechanical behaviors are something that were set in place in time, and they get frozen in place. And with awareness, the simple seeing of what is enough to dissolve it so that you can live a more holistic lifestyle that includes well-being as opposed to irresponsible spending.
Well, people have the idea that something outside of themselves is going to produce a sense of well-being. And that's the biggest problem. If you think that when you get something in the future, other than what you have right now, then life will get better when you get that future something, then you'll never achieve a sense of well-being. Well-being happens when you're here in this moment of now, not someday when you achieve certain things.
Sometimes people spend, I know back early in our personal careers, rather prior to transformation, Shai and I actually went very in debt. We managed to accumulate almost $100,000 in debt in a year. And it wasn't, our accountant had tried to warn us, and we said, listen, it's our life. And he said, fine. And he didn't tell us until we suddenly realized we were very in debt. And we said to him, what happened? He said, you told me it wasn't my business, so I butted out. So that's the first thing. It was really important to us to pay attention to people who were our support structure in regards to how we managed our money. We never, ever made that mistake again.
No, never.
The next thing was our job.
Well, we got out of debt in that year,
In 1 year, we paid back the entire debt, plus we lived a very fine lifestyle. But part of it was for us to be very responsible at that time. And I have to admit, I love to shop. So So I still went shopping. I'd go to the mall, and I'd wander around, and I'd have that social time. But I could find a beautiful blouse on sale, $20. I'd hold it in my hand, and I'd still say, $20?
It is $20.
And I'd put it back. So I had the fun, but I didn't actually continue the outflow of money in a way that was irresponsible. So it was very important to us to really tell the truth to ourselves about what our job was at that time. And in a little bit, we're not quite ready to go there yet, we will be talking to two people who've turned their lives totally around from an irresponsible lifestyle. I can't tell you that they got themselves as deeply as we did way back when, but it was a really valuable, valuable learning time for me, and it also became an excellent game. I ended up having a lot of fun with where can I put it? How can I do it? How can I get rid of that credit card? We have never,
well,
ever gone back.
Right, but what it took, Ariel, was your being willing to look and see and tell the truth about what our debt was, our income, our outflow.
How we got there and what we're going to do now.
Well, not so much how we got there, but it was how were we operating in each day, in each moment regarding our spending habits.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, how I meant by how we got there was more in terms of what I hadn't been looking at that allowed
right.
me to make those type of investments that suddenly found us way, way in debt.
Right.
So we will be looking today at all of the details for discovering exactly where you are. In fact, that's what in our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, a book about instantaneous transformation, one of the first things that we talk about is if you want to have your life transform, you have to discover where you are. And that's a non-judgmental saying. So
we're going to go to break now.
That's the starting place.
Please come back and join us for Being Here.
Yep. Don't miss Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie broadcasts every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we've learned to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Now,
we're discussing
a transformational approach to getting out of debt.
We have a guest with us today. We're really, really happy to have her here with us. She's a lovely lady. Paula is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at a California hospital. And we've known her for a number of years through a number of different jobs as her career has grown.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
How you doing?
I'm absolutely excellent, thank you.
Well, that's nice.
I'd really appreciate it, both Shia and I would, if you would give people an idea of how many years you were in debt. What kind of, lay out a little bit the type of problems you had with it or what was going on with you during that time frame.
Sure. I actually began to accumulate debt in my life probably, I would say in my early 20s, just out of college, and I received all those kind of very tempting credit card applications in the mail, and I took and sent in just about every one of them and accumulated a large amount of debt to set up my first house. I had a lot of reasons for, accumulating the debt.
Can I interrupt you?
Sure.
What did you tell yourself this accumulation of material possessions would produce for you? What did you think you were going to get out of buying these things?
I felt like it would, this is an odd thing to say, but almost fill me up. It would create satisfaction in me.
That's right. I like that. Isn't that odd? That's really right on.
Yeah, and it so didn't. I kept having a desire, a wanting, and it actually perpetuated the spending. And it was really a very circular kind of approach, and it did not serve me well.
Right. So you have the emptiness. You think things or accumulation is going to fill it, but you just get emptier. So you think, perhaps you haven't gotten the right thing, and you continue.
Yes, and in this whole time I was progressing in my career and getting promotions and making more money and getting bonuses and doing really well in my career and just outspending everything I made, which was kind of amazing because I was making and I still am, but I was making really good money and not, I don't know, in a way I look at it, not paying myself back to look at my future or investing in a home at that point or other things that...
So you were just spending money.
Yeah, I was. I bought clothing. I bought... I traveled a lot. I mean, I did things with it, but I bought things, a lot of things that I felt would make me feel fulfilled.
Well, when you talk about it, you start back with a juvenile perspective where you're offered credit cards. You're offered what apparently is free money without any plan for repayment.
Yeah.
So it's the beginning of a cycle. And then looking good at that age, well, almost any age actually, is something that can really grab you. And it sounds like it grabbed you full tilt. If what you're buying is a lot of clothes and things to make yourself look better and feel better.
And at that point in time, I was in the advertising industry in Chicago, and it was really important to me to look good in that industry. And I attributed that to the promotions and the bonuses. So it's interesting kind of how I had that wired in my head that, by spending the money, it was so I could make more money, so I could get out of debt, but I just kept spending.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many years did this cycle continue?
20 years.
20 years. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And part of why I say that's pretty cool is because I know that you've turned it around, and I bet you there are a lot of people out there being very hard on themselves who haven't been at it for 20 years.
And we're not suggesting that you need to be at it for 20 years in order to turn it around. You could turn it around in an instant, really.
In fact, part of why Paula is here today is to support everybody in being able to short-circuit what took her a long time to find her way out of.
Yeah, I do not recommend doing what I did, but it was a really funny thing that just in an instant, as you said, my perception about needing to be in debt shifted. It changed because I became very, one, I stopped resisting it, which was is key from the transformational approach, in that I did not resist that I was in debt, nor resist the fact that I wanted to get out of debt, which is interesting because I really didn't for a long, long time because I didn't. So that...
I found what you just said quite interesting. You didn't resist the fact that you were in debt, and you didn't resist the fact that you wanted to get out of debt. That's what caught me.
Yeah, because I kept saying I wanted to, but I didn't, because I didn't do anything about it, nor did I let myself, you know, actually look at how deeply in debt was I. I really wanted to pretend I wasn't as in debt as I was.
So what brought that shift about?
You know, I'll go back to what resists, persists, and grows stronger. This burden to me grew so strong, this debt that was suppressing me in every part of my life grew so strong, it became intolerable. And I just, I don't know how to describe it other than the fact that I hit a wall that said, I cannot live this way any longer. I cannot not look at my life in a very clear, present fashion. And it was literally in a moment's change, and it took me a year. After 20 years in debt, it took me a year to get out of debt, and I had $52,000 in debt. And it took me 1 year to get out of it from that moment forward when I was like, no. And I sat down and I looked at everything that I owed in every respect, and it was credit cards and revolving credit, all sorts
of... I want to stop you again because this is very good. You stopped and you looked at everything you owed.
Yes.
You mean you actually made a list of everything you owed?
Yep.
So you stopped the action and you looked at what was the truth of the situation, the way it was, not the way you wished it was.
Yes.
Not the way you had closed your eyes to the fact that it was.
Yes.
Cool.
This is key. All the people that we have spoken to who were in debt, and all the people, ourselves included, at that time back when we got ourselves in debt, there was not an actual looking and seeing what was going out, what was owed, what was coming in. There was a closing one's eyes to the reality of what is. Now, transformational approach is all about looking and seeing what
is. Honestly, just tell the truth about what is, not with any good or bad attached to it, but this is the way it is. And unless you can see the way it is, there is no way out.
And if you notice, as we're talking with Paula, Paula's not saying, oh, around $50,000 a debt. She's like $52,000. She got very clear.
Very specific about what her debt was, all of her debt. Which, by the way, is not an extraordinary amount of debt, Paula.
No, but it felt like it.
Well, but that's because you kept it intact, because you wouldn't know who you were without that debt.
Yeah, oh, it was clearly defining me.
Right.
Yeah.
It was what you occupied. It was your preoccupation. It was what you occupied your time thinking about.
Yes.
One of your screensavers. So if you went a little idle, you could talk to yourself about your debt.
And how horrible a person I was for having the debt. I mean,
exactly.
I really did a number on myself with it.
Yes, but like the name of our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
No.
Working on yourself around debt doesn't work either. See, self-recrimination, self-flagellation, self-beating on yourself for what you've done in the past really does not support your having your life transformed.
Or even what you're currently doing, because there came a point, my guess is there came a point when you had that shift where you had to tell yourself the truth that you hadn't wanted to get out of debt, that you were saying one thing and acting another way. And then if you don't judge yourself for
what you see,
it transforms in an instant, instantaneous transformation.
Transformation is only instantaneous. It can only happen in an instant. It doesn't take place over time.
Yes, yeah. And I became very, one, it was a huge relief to look at the truth and look at what was. It was very relieving to me, and it became very clear I needed to do what I needed to do next and what I need to do next and what I need to do next. And I started to build some momentum around it, and it became fun. Ariel mentioned it became almost a game, and it did for me too. I had $1,050 decisions to make, in terms of
right.
Do I need this?
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what, Paula? We're going to have a few seconds of a pause, and we'll come back. We'd love to talk to you more about your $1,050 decisions. I think that's really cool.
That's very cool.
I like that. Let's come back in a moment. We'll get to speak more with Paul and a little bit with Lenore. So come on back, everyone. Don't miss
being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. I'm speaking with Paula about her $1,050 decisions that brought her $50,000 out of debt.
Excellent. I love the way you broke it down, because I think sometimes people look at a big chunk and they say it's not doable.
Impossible.
It's
how
impossible.
Can I ever pay this off?
Yeah.
But you see, what most people don't do is take a look and see where the money's going. You know, Starbucks is one of my favorite places in town, in every town. However, a cup of coffee at Starbucks can really cost you. Mm. It isn't just a cup of coffee. You know, it's a cappuccino, it's an espresso, it's this or that. And before you know it, you're spending $8 or $10 there.
We had a fellow we coached once who was in debt. I know that you know him, Paula. And one of the things that he discovered when in his dating life, he had put together as an earlier version of him that the best first date
was at a sushi restaurant.
That he should take the girl to sushi. Now, sushi is not
inexpensive.
And it's not like a hot dog on the beach or, you know, a picnic where you make something. And so if he dated a couple of three new gals in a month, it was a huge outlay. And when he went out with his friends, it wasn't cool to drink a beer. He had to have a rum and coke. And what we suggested to him was not that he should try and change his spending habits, but that he should make a log of every
penny he spent in the next month, where the money went. And what he discovered was how much money was spent on things that didn't matter to him. So it was easy just to not do those things, and he eliminated a huge part of his debt.
It actually got to be fun also because there were certain things he didn't want to have to write down because he found it embarrassing that he was going to take somebody for sushi and he knew it was going to cost $80. So just recognizing that he didn't want to have to write it down allowed him just to make some different choices.
Yeah,
so did you find that when you had the $50 choices to make, you allowed to, it was easier for you to make things that...
But when I broke it down to those little bits of, and $50 isn't just a teeny bit, but it was, you know, in the scheme of $50,000, it was a smaller portion, and that smaller portion, and I said, do I need this? That it was like, is this really going to impact my life? And it really came down to that question every single time I was making a spending decision. And, you know, I think it's a great thing to write down. I did not approach it that way, but that would have been really helpful for me. I could see where that would have been great. But the idea of, is this going to enhance my life? Is this going to, and there were times that I would make a yes decision, but 98% of the time during that year, I would say, no, not so much, and I would pass. And
have you ever found yourself wandering back toward debt, Paula?
Yes. You know, this is something I was thinking about I was thinking about today and being on the show with you folks, is that it is transformational, but it's not, it changed, but it's not something that is stagnant. I have to actively manage it in myself consistently.
Every moment.
Yeah.
Yes. Life keeps showing up, giving you opportunities to either be in debt or be free of debt.
Yeah.
And you have to take your choices.
Yes.
But it's up to you.
Yes.
Paula,
and
we really, really appreciate your being here with us today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Anything else that you want to let people know in your transformational approach to getting out of debt before we meet Lenore?
Just one little thing that was really fun is that I would go after what I called free days in a zero spending day. And that was one of the games I played with myself. Well, today's a free day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another one, a little bit. But
oh,
thank
I love
you.
That.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And the other thing, Paula, you made it a game. And if it's a game, it's fun. If you succumb to it, it sucks. I know everybody likes to have fun. So I really like your approach. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with everybody today.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I really love that. I'm sure we're going to find some similar things with Lenore. She's a lovely lady also. She's a sign language interpreter. She does lots of other things. She makes handbags. She's an entrepreneur. She's a costume design assistant. She does lots of really interesting jobs, and I know she has a lot of great things to tell us, so we'll bring her on. Lenore, you there?
I'm here. Hi.
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 So were you listening to Paula?
I was, and it's great to hear that. It's funny. How I managed to get myself into a lot of debt was absolutely not looking, not being interested in seeing what was happening, and also the idea of making it a game to get out was really, really fun. So I'm
so
inspired by Paula.
How far in debt did you get?
I was in 46,000 $46,000 worth of debt.
Great. And where are you?
And when was that you reached that all-time low, high?
That was in January.
That was in
January of 2007, last year.
1 year ago.
That's correct.
And where are you now?
I'm at 5368.
5368.
That's right.
Excellent. So,
yeah.
One of the things, because we've been...
So you are well on the way towards out of debt.
Absolutely.
There's a little hanging on, but it's... when do you foresee that being gone?
I foresee that being gone by February. I should be done by February. I could possibly even be done, depending on how things go, I could possibly be done before the end of the year.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You.
So, let's see now. In case those of you haven't figured it out, we are pre-recording this show. So it is now currently December, end of December, when we're talking to Lenore. So when she says the end of the year, she's not talking about 2008. She's actually talking about the end of 2007. So the number that she's giving us, it may be totally gone by the time you're actually listening to this.
Yeah!
So way to go, Lenore. Now,
thank you.
So how'd you do it, Lenore?
Well... How did I get in or how did I get out?
Well, get in, we got how you got in. You just spent without looking where it was going. But how did you get out?
How I got out, first for me, was really important to get to work because I did a lot of things that made me seem like I was working and made me seem like I was busy, and I wasn't.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, you were busy, all right, but busy wasn't earning money.
Busy looking good.
Yes. I was absolutely busy looking good. True. And really occupied a lot of my time was hiding the fact that I was in debt.
Right.
So that was really more of my job than seeking work and definitely more than working.
Right.
So when I got to work, it made a huge difference.
Right. So around about the time you actually admitted to being in debt, you were working how many hours a week?
some weeks I was working about eight hours a week.
And that was 8 hours that brought in money. You are busy, you're occupied, but we're talking about work time that actually brought in money.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And I told myself that I was working a lot because I was very busy, but in fact, when I added it up, when I took a look at it, it was about sometimes I was working, 8 hours a week. I was not averaging more than 15 hours a week.
Right. And when you were working, you were complaining that you had to be at work.
Yes, I was.
So it wasn't like you were really passionately going about working.
No. If I wasn't working, I was complaining that I wasn't working, and if I was working, I was complaining that I, in fact, had to work.
Aha, so you were in a cycle of complaints.
I was.
Well, that is definitely something that is more likely to get you in debt than out. When you're complaining about what is, well, then you're not actually being here. You're thinking something else out there is going to make life better for you.
Now, we're going to go to a break right now, Lenore. Can you come back and continue talking with us?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thanks. Come on back, everyone. Don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We're talking about a transformational approach to getting out of debt, and we're speaking with Lenore. And one of the things I just noticed before we went to break, Lenore, when you're talking about how many hours a week that you work, you sounded embarrassed. And I know that that is a real key in people getting themselves in debt and getting themselves out of debt. There's a certain embarrassment factor that has people not want to look at the reality of the situation.
Yes, and one of the things when I started looking at my debt and being in debt was I realized that very often I would spend money to not be embarrassed. I would spend money, you know, I'd go out to dinner and I thought, well, everybody else is buying this, I should buy that too, whether I could afford it or not.
Right.
I would find myself trying to look good to save face. And
or even going out to dinner with people when you knew you didn't have the funds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and later, now in my life, it's very exciting because I get the opportunity. Sometimes I'll join up for dessert and I'll have cranberry juice with orange juice in it. And it's very sweet and it looks very festive and it is nowhere near the price of, you know,
a dessert
or a dinner.
Right.
And yet I still get to be with my friends, and I'm taking care of myself, which is taking care of them, because I also was able to get people to worry about me and how I was doing. Is she going to be able to afford this? Is it she okay? And now I don't have to do that.
You don't have to get attention that way.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
I recall a couple of things. I know that our show is limited today in time. A couple of things about Lenore's process that I want to share with you all because I thought it was so wonderful. First of all, she does a lot of things with fabrics, but one of the things that Lenore did was she created out of fabric, you know, a kind of a reverse thermometer. So she had like at the top 45,000 and then down to zero, and she would snip off with a pair of scissors the down to the level that she had gotten. So she made a visual graph that was fun for her, and I found that so impressive. And when she would come to our Monday evening groups, once we all discovered that she was in debt, she wasn't coming to weekends. We were doing things to support her so that she would really get out of debt as quickly as possible. On any given Monday, she could come in and tell us to the penny what she owed. So the embarrassment factor went to the background, and having pride in how she was going about her life now
moved to the foreground.
Because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. And the other thing I recall you telling me, Lenore, was you sat down with a friend of ours, Stephanie, who went through and you started talking about where you had debt. And I believe it was you. When she got done with you and stood up and got ready to leave, she said, and don't forget, you've forgotten at least 10 to 20%.
She did. When we looked at it together, I saw, I owned up to like 20, $27,000 worth of debt. And by the time I looked at all of the things that I forgot that she said that I forgot, I had forgotten quite a bit. And it was great. It was a great activity to take a look at every little thing.
So for those people who are starting to now take a look and see what is, if you're doing this well and you're doing completely and fully engaged, there's a very high likelihood that as you get your mental computer on, going on what do I owe, things will keep appearing that you forgot all about. In
yeah.
fact, you had IRS, and that's where it jumped.
That's exactly right. I totally forgot that the government would be wanting the taxes that I hadn't paid. But when I discovered, what I wanted to emphasize too is what I was afraid of was looking at it. And what I found most exciting about this journey has been looking at it. And I never could have expected that. I never could have expected that being very, very clear about exactly what was going on, how much I was spending, how much I was
earning,
paying, how much I was earning, how much I was paying towards my debt, all of that became so wonderful to me. And it's true, the thermometers and these beautiful colors and these great fabrics, cutting them off and really knowing to the penny where I could cut that debt down was and is fantastic. And then when I would get to rip the thermometers off the wall, because I have one big one that has all of the debts that I took. I had different credit cards. I owed different personal people. I've eliminated, you know, many of those, and it's been really great looking at it. So I don't know. I would really love for people to know that the thing that you're afraid of can often be the thing that saves you, that changes everything.
So the seeing of the debt was the thing that turned it around for you.
Absolutely.
Rather than the seeing of it would make it real.
Right. I thought seeing it would make me a worse person than I already felt like.
Right. And what it did is it made the debt real, but it didn't make it permanent.
Exactly.
It allowed you to see what was, and that was enough for it to transform itself.
Yeah.
Because you shifted the direction from making debt to paying debt off.
Yeah, it wasn't a moving target anymore.
The other thing I noticed both with you and with Paula is that the beginning of the process, you were coming from a rather immature perspective. She was outspending and giving herself reasons, and you weren't working enough to be able to pay. So that in and of itself will put you in debt. That there was some sort of shifting from an immature perspective into being a fully responsible human being. I find that really inspiring. I find it inspiring for both of you.
Okay.
You know, there's one last thing that I recall for me. I don't know if you're currently doing this, but I know that when we were so in debt, one of the things that I did, well, as you said, you had lots of different ones. You had fun taking the different fabrics off your chart. I didn't wait for a once-a-month payment. If I had
a little extra
in a week, we sent it off. $20 wasn't too much. $50 wasn't too little, excuse me. Are you finding that you're waiting for the one big payoff, or are you...
Absolutely not. I don't wait for that. I love being able to send extra payments in. And I sometimes think, oh, here we go. I'm sending them $25, but it's $25, you know? So I find that fun too.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I have a question. When you were buying things and when you were having the idea that you would look better by spending money that you didn't have, are you actually finding yourself more satisfied now that you're spending reasonably or appropriately?
I am so much more satisfied. You know what? I was going to say, so much more satisfied is inaccurate. I am satisfied now, and I wasn't before. I didn't actually know what this feeling was like. I feel good being me, exactly where I am.
And wait a minute, you're you, and you're still currently in debt,
mm-hmm.
and You feel good being you.
Yeah, I do.
That's excellent, because, you know, a lot of people now are going to have the idea that when they get out of debt,
then they'll feel good
about themselves. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, and I thought, when I first started, I thought that that's what was going to save me, was getting out of debt. But I looked at it, and I thought, buying those things made me think the same thing, that that would save me, and it didn't. Looking at it and thinking getting out of debt was going to save me, I thought,
nothing's going to save you.
No, nothing's
going to save you.
No,
right,
but
this is as good as it gets.
This moment is all there is.
That's right.
I love that. We really, really appreciate you being here and sharing with people today. And I'll bet you, it's the end of January now, as you folks are listening to this. You know a lot of people who've spent money for the holidays, and that is coming real now, that people are having to pay it. So send this a link to this show to people that you know. Tell your friends about this show. It makes all the difference. Having a community of transformed people around you can support you so that you can stay on your feet in the turbulence of life. We are going to be back in the New York area, leading Monday Night Alive, our instantaneous transformation seminars, again starting on March 10th. So you can come back and join us there, and also go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. So we look forward to speaking with you all next week. And we hope you have an excellent, excellent week. And take a look and see where you are, not what you think is going to save you in the future. I promise it won't hurt you. And in fact, as both Paula and Lenore have let us know today, it can really set you free. So thanks.
Thank you very much for being here.
Ha-ha. Come on back. And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com.